Barusan adalah suara yang menenangkan dari harpa Paraguay. Harpa adalah salah satu alat musik favorit Juan Blancafort.
Music has been a part of my life, a great part of my life all the time. Contrary to popular beliefs that you get in old, you get in more senile type of thing, it's the contrary. I can get challenged to play more sophisticated music or more difficult passages.
Mr. Blancafort adalah seorang warga Australia kelahiran Chile yang berbagi kecintaan terhadap musik dengan teman lamanya yang bernama Patricio Espinoza. Keduanya sekarang berusia di akhir 60 tahun. Mereka berbagi keyakinan bahwa musisi hanya menjadi semakin matang dengan usia.
With age, I guess they mature, they become I don't know, maybe sweeter in their playing and they learn maybe a lot of tricks that did not know when we were young. And I am glad myself that I become older. My love for the music and my love for the culture of musical instruments and musical life is for me, it's been my life.
Namun manfaat bernyanyi dan bermain musik tidak hanya ditemukan pada mereka yang telah bermain selama bertahun-tahun. Dr. Jennifer McRitchie adalah seorang peneliti musik dan psikologi dari Institut Mark Otak, Perilaku dan Perkembangan di Universitas Western Sydney. Ia telah mempelajari manfaat belajar alat musik untuk pertama kalinya pada orang berusia di atas 65 tahun. Dan dalam sebuah penelitian, fokusnya adalah pada alat musik piano.
Some of the things that people believe about playing a musical instrument is if they've never done it in childhood, they've passed it by. It's something that they can't do again. But what we know is actually is that the aging brain is plastic, so it means that we can still learn new skills as we get older. So what I wanted to do was a research study looking at people over the age of 65 to see if they could learn to play the piano over a period of 6 weeks and how that would help with their hand function in daily life.
Dan itulah plastisitas yang mana telah diukur dalam sebuah studi kelayakan oleh Dr. McRitchie. Mary Webb selalu ingin bisa bermain piano. Dan penelitian ini yang mana telah selesai awal tahun ini akhirnya memberi kesempatan padanya saat ia berusia 78 tahun.
Just enjoyment of music, you know, and meeting the other people too, you know, that was good because we were in a group. And I really enjoyed it. I've always wanted to play the piano. And I'd like to continue learning, you know. I was practicing every day when I got home and I enjoyed it. Got me brain going a bit more, you know, my fingers, because I've got trouble with my fingers and it was good.
Para peneliti di Universitas Western Sydney mengatakan bahwa sejumlah kecil pelatihan dapat memiliki efek jangka panjang. Mereka mengatakan, memainkan alat musik di masa pensiun adalah salah satu cara terbaik untuk tetap lincah mental dan lincah fisik. Setelah peserta menyelesaikan kursus 6 minggu dari pelajaran musik, Dr. McRitchie melihat bagaimana itu mempengaruhi fungsi tangan mereka.
They did show increases in their processing speed, so being able to do tasks a little bit faster. And we also saw that that connection between their brain and their hand muscles was a lot stronger. In a task like playing the piano, you're using your fingers an awful lot and you don't obviously know that that's what you're doing because actually it's quite enjoyable. So after a certain period of time, what you'll find is that actually your connection between the brain and that muscle is getting stronger because you're practicing. So really, it's something similar than if you were to do hand exercises, but because it's a lot of fun and because you're getting other benefits out of it, it's a bit more subconscious.
Terapis musik Sil Jin menggunakan instrumen serta bernyanyi dalam pekerjaannya di sebuah rumah jompo. Ia telah sering mengamati kekuatan musik, khususnya menyanyi, untuk mengubah suasana hati bahkan penghuni panti jompo yang paling tidak komunikatif.
I know a lot of music therapists have seen that, so there are many residents with advanced dementia who can't speak, but they can sing, and they can remember every word of the song.
Para peneliti berencana untuk memperluas penelitian ke sejumlah besar orang dan berbagai ragam alat musik. Mary Webb memiliki saran untuk siapapun yang ingin belajar memainkan alat musik.
The age is only a number. Don't worry about how old you are. It's an, you know, just get in there and do it.